and variations concentrate. All the variations of the head.
Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gum Gurubhyo Namaha. Om Gum Gurubhyo Namaha. Om Gum Gurubhyo Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatyai Namaha.
Om
Aim Saraswatyai Namaha.
Om
Aim Saraswatyai Namaha. Om Sharavanabhavaya Namaha. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha.
Om Sharavana
Bhavaya Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Shivanandaya.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Shivanandaya.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Shivanandaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Shri Dattatreyaya Namaha.
Om Shri Dattatreyaya Namaha.
Om Shri Dattatreyaya Namaha.
Om Shri
Anjaneyaya
Namaha.
Om Shri Anjaneyaya Namaha.
Om Shri Anjaneyaya
Namaha. Om Shri Ramaya Namaha.
Om Shri Ramaya
Namaha. Om Shri Ramaya Namaha. Om Shri Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Shri Durgayai Namaha.
Om Shri Durgayai Namaha.
Om Shri Durgayai Namaha.
Om Shri Mahalakshmiyai Namaha.
Om Shri Mahalakshmiyai Namaha.
Om Shri Mahalakshmiyai Namaha.
Om Aim Saraswatyai Namaha.
Om Aim Saraswatyai Namaha.
Om Aim Saraswatyai Namaha.
Om Shri Mahakalikayai Namaha.
Om Shri Mahakalikayai Namaha.
Om Shri Mahakalikayai Namaha.
Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukam Yavandanat Chyodmukshiyamamrutat. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukam Yavandanat Chyodmukshiyamamrutat. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamivabandhanat Vichyurmukshiyamamrutat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
ஓம் சுமகச்சகந்தோக ஜெகநக லம்போதர்ச்சி வீடோ விஜராஜோகநாதிபாம் துமதுகநாத்தட்சோ பாலச்சந்திரோ கஜானனா துவாதசேதான நாமானி எப்சிரேச்சுனியாதிபி சர்வகார சமாரம்பே விக்னத்தசின ஜாயதே ஓம் சுக்லாம் பிரதரம் விஷ்ணும் சசிவர்ணம் சதுர்புஜம் பிரசன்னவதம் தாயே சர்விக்னோபசாந்தே ஓம் குரு பிரம்மா குரு விஷ்ணு குரு தேவோ மகேஸ்வரா குரு சாட்சாத் பரபிரம தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ ஓம் நம சிவாய குருவே சச்சிதானந்தமூர்த்தே புஷ்பவிஞ்சாய சாந்தாய ஸ்ரீ சிவானந்தாய தே நம சாந்தாகாரம் புஜகசனம் பத்மநாபம் சுரேசம் விஸ்வாதாரம் ககனசதுஷம் மேகவர்ணம் சுபாங்கம் லட்சுமீகாந்தம் கமலநயனம் யோகஹிருத்யானகம்யம் வந்தே விஷ்ணும் போபேஹரம் சர்வலோகைகநாதம் மேகசியாமம் வீரகௌசேவாசம் சிவத்சாங்கம் கௌஸ்துபோத்பாசிதாங்கம் புண்ணியோபேதம் புண்டரீகாயதாட்சம் விஷ்ணும் வந்தே சர்வலோகைகநாதம் சசங்குசக்ரம் சகிரீடகுண்டலம் சபீடவஸ்தம் சரசீருஹேட்சணம் சகாரவட்சஸ்தலசுபிகோஸ்துபம் நமாமி விஷ்ணும் சிரசா சதுர்புஜம் கஸ்தூரீதலகம் லலாடபலகே வட்சஸ்தலே கௌஸ்துபம் நாசாக்ரே நாமௌக்திகம் கரதலே வேணுக்கரே கங்கணம் சர்வாங்கே ஹரிஜந்தனம் சுலலிதம் கண்டேஜமுக்தாவரி கோபஸ்திரீ பரிவேஷ்டிதோ விஜேதே பாலசூடாமணி அஸ்தி ஸ்வஸ்தரிணீகராகிரவசுக்கல்பிரசூனாப்ளுதம் வஸ்து பிரசுத வேணுநாதிலகரி நிர்வாண நிர்வியாபுலம் ஸ்வஸ்தஸ்வஸ்த நிபத்தன விரத்கோபி சஹஸ்ராவுதம் ஹஸ்தன்னோதாரம் கிஷோராகதி ஓம் கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகி நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நம நந்தனம் வசுதேவஸ்ய நந்தகோபஸ்ய நந்தனம் யசோதா நந்தனம் வந்தே தேவகி நந்தனம் சதாம் ஆதோ தேவகி தேவகர்பஜனனே கோபி கிரஹே வர்தனம் மாயா பூதன ஜீவிதாபரணம் கோவர்தனம் தாரணம் கம்சச்சேதன கௌரவாதிஹனனம் குந்தீ சுதாபாலனம் ஏதன் பாகவதம் புராணகதிதம் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணலீலாமிருதம் ஜெரு ஜெரு தேவோ தேவகி நந்தனோயம் ஜெரு ஜெரு கிருஷ்ணோ விஷ்ணு வம்ச பிரதீபாம் ஜெரு ஜெரு மேக கோமல சியாமலாங்கோம் ஜெய பிருதிவி பரநாசோ முகுந்த ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய ஓம் நமோ பவதே வாசு ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாயோம் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாச்சரணம் வாசுதேவாச்சரணம் நாராயணாச்சரணம் தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவா ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய 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 தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவம் ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவா ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவம் ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவம் ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவா ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவா ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய தாசோஹம் தவ கேசவா Just let us now, a few minutes, tune our ear to the Master's feet, and let us draw knowledge and strength from Him. Through His grace only we can get the knowledge. Dive deep into the silence meditated on His lotus feet.
O bhunattu sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhi damastuma vidyushavahai, ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி
திஸ் இஸ் ஸ்ட்ரேட் ஆன் மை ஃபேஸ் இஃப் யூ கேன் ஜஸ்ட் புட் இட் அவே ஐ கேன் சீ த பீப்புள்ஸ் ஃபேஸ் சைட்வேஸ் Yeah, one, don't put on my face. Just straight, little bit up or down, but not on my face directly. Through the grace of our Divine Master Swami Sivananda, we are able to sit here and learn the ancient wisdom as taught by ancient masters in the same Gurukula system, Gurukula tradition. As you are already practicing yoga for so many years and teaching yoga, so yoga is not anymore new to you, nor the purpose of yogic life is also new to you. You are practicing and living that ancient tradition. In this advanced yoga teacher training course, we will cover up all the subjects which you already learned in the previous course, and also we are going to study different system of yoga philosophy, both theory and practice, along with intense physical, mental and spiritual practices. I think conducted one course before, advanced teacher training course, and then one half of the middle of the course I withdrew for a year in seclusion. So this is the actual second time again I'm going to give, if God's and Master's grace, there a full complete course. Your main textbook will be the Meditation and Mantras, where you see theory and practice about Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Kundalini Yoga, Raja Yoga, etc. Of course, we don't have yoga, advanced yoga teacher training manual for everybody, but you will be able to take notes, and using meditation mantras you will be able to get the full details. Our course starts with Jnana Yoga meditation and Vedantic theory. When we talk about Vedanta, we always come to the oldest and first book ever came to human mind. That first knowledge called Vedas. These Vedas supposed to have come during the previous cosmic night. Brahma was in deep slumber. He himself is withdrawn
by the force of time into the substratum, that is Lord Vishnu's navel, symbolically speaking, and symbolically in the navel of Lord Vishnu there is the lotus, represents the hidden energy. Into that cosmic lotus, the great creator Brahma himself forced to withdraw and rest in deep, deep during the time all the nature that is made up of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, this nature is in equilibrium. At that time there is no knowledge, no time, space, causation. That's the time Vedas also existed only in the memory of that great creator Brahma, who is also in deep sleep. Just like the knowledge you acquired is still there even when you are sleeping, but you are not aware of it until you wake up. You can bring that knowledge only when you are in waking state. In the deep sleep state, whatever the knowledge you possess, whether geometry, philosophy, mathematics, music, all this knowledge is hidden in the man who is in deep sleep, but only he can bring it back, this knowledge, when he wakes up from the sleep state. Same with Brahma too. In the cosmic night, there is, everything is in standstill, like your deep sleep. At least during your deep sleep, some of this may be in waking state or dream state. When you are having darkness here in other parts of the world, there is light, day. That is not the situation. Here there is no place where there is day or night. Time or space is only stillness. Stillness. Absolute stillness. And as the cosmic night slowly about to finish its course, at the dawn of the present world, the dawn, the Brahma wakes up just like you and we are forced to wake up due to our karma. We cannot sleep whole night and go on day and night, we can sleep. So after several hours, we are forced to wake up. Same thing, Brahma also, due to the time power of the Lord Vishnu, he himself is forced to wake up from his deep slumber, cosmic slumber, at the beginning, the dawn of the present creation, or the dawn of the previous cosmic night. The forces which were in equilibrium, the three forces, sattva, rajas and tamas, suddenly is been activated, like a tulip bulb being activated at the beginning of the spring. The tulip bulb was in deep sleep, in a suspended state during the whole winter. So also, now the tulip bulb has been activated, its energy, and soon she is, that bulb is going to shoot out, small shoot, and then eventually it'll wound up, it'll come up in the form of a tulip flower with colors, beauty, and so on. Same way, that hidden nature, the Shakti, like the tulip flower, now became active, just like our morning. The equilibrium of the three gunas, qualities of nature, sattva, rajas and tamas, purity, rajas, activity, tamas, inertia, these three qualities of the nature no more in a state of equilibrium, and there comes tremendous oscillation, vibration, and due to interaction of these three qualities, there the Shakti is separated, and Brahma is able to see the universe yet to come, just like in a dream, only in the thought state, it exists only in the thought. But still he cannot even see even that, the universe. He forgotten the previous creation. He forgotten everything what he did. Like you have an amnesia, forgetting the past. So Brahma also has got a cosmic amnesia in the beginning. He doesn't know what his purpose is, what his duty is, what he is supposed to do. But he sees something, a vague recollection, but still it's not very clear at all. As the Shakti starts activated and its intensity increase, he is also having inner urge to find out, first of all, his own substratum, the source where he has come from. He must have a source somewhere. And he looked, there's only cosmic night, cosmic playa, there's nothing there, neither sun, nor stars, nor galaxies, nor moon, nor sun, neither up nor down. But he visualized himself seated on a lotus, symbolically representing the energy, and he wanted to find out where he has come from, and what is his purpose, and what he has to do. Still he has got no idea, as Shakti is not completely manifested. His mind is still in a very, just like a man who just came out of the sleep, yet he doesn't know where he is, which place he is. In that situation, Brahma went on searching his root. That is the Lord Vishnu, that's the root, but he didn't know. He went on searching. He went on to the stalk, symbolically again, and thousands of years he traveled, yet he could not find the beginning. He came back again, sat in deep meditation, did pranayama to create the Shakti. As he did intense penance and pranayama, there comes the word he heard, Akashic word, in his inner ear, tapaha, tapa, penance, do penance. So when dawn doing penance, thousands of years, then he saw the world yet to come, and what type of world he is going to start creating, like an architect, saw the building he is going to build. Same way, in his cosmic mind, he saw the cosmic universe, the previous cosmic universe he created, which has been dissolved now, and the new one is going to come up. What type of manifestation is going to be? So from that cosmic vision, he saw the substratum, he prayed, and saw the Lord Vishnu, and from that, he created the world, and the four Vedas come. That is the knowledge, original knowledge. Vedas are the original knowledge. So from his mouth, the Vedas came, the universe came, and so the knowledge. So the knowledge, the Vedas are not just created, it existed before, like the gravity. Gravity was not invented by Newton. He discovered, even he knew, even before he discovered the gravity, gravity was there. Only we realize its existence through the Newton. Same way, these Vedas were there before, but through the mouth of Brahma, and through his first initiation into this Vedic knowledge, we are able to again receive in this present creation, present day. And again this universe will dissolve, and Brahma's cosmic net himself will be withdrawn, every knowledge will be withdrawn back, and Brahma will rest again, and in his cosmic sleep, by the force of Vishnu Maya, the Maya of the Lord Vishnu, and this way the universe evolve and dissolve in a way that we can grasp intellectually. But whatever I said and whatever you understood intellectually still is not what that cosmic evolution, that cosmic dawn, that cosmic energy, Shakti, Maya, this beyond, far beyond our comprehension. But like a kindergarten children, we had to talk about this original state. So we use simple language and stories like lotus, like creator, like gunas, qualities, etc. We explain, but still it is far beyond our comprehension about what is evolution, what is dissolution, what is Brahma, what is creator, what is Vishnu, what is Shakti, far beyond our understanding. Even we cannot even dream of what the Vedas are knowledge. So with that understanding, without a simple introduction, we go to our first lesson, the Vedanta. Vedanta is the last portion of the Vedas where the knowledge comes. The other portion of the Vedas, there are various types of karmakanda, etc., where the rituals and the sacrifices, various types of havans and homas to attain heaven and enjoying the heavenly pleasures by pleasing various gods or angels in the heaven. But Vedanta is the end where there is no more duality. We want to transcend all duality and the infinite oneness with the Supreme. That is the end of Vedas, called Vedanta. You can open your meditation mantras. I need also a book of the meditation mantras. So. Jnana Yoga Meditation and Vedantic Theory, page 98. A Jnana Yogi sees Atman everywhere through his eye of wisdom. There is absolutely no personal elements in him. There is no thought of the self. He has not a bit of selfish interest. The lower self is completely annihilated. He lives for serving all. He feels the world as his own self. He actually feels that all is himself only. There is not a single thought or feeling for a personal little self or little ego. He has cosmic vision and cosmic feeling. Just as the river has joined the ocean, he has joined the ocean of bliss, knowledge and consciousness. He thinks and feels and works for others. Swami Sivananda, Vedanta in daily life. Jnana Yoga is one of the four main paths of yoga. Jnana means wisdom, and Jnana Yoga is the intellectual approach to spiritual revolution or realization. Through inquiry and analysis, the mind itself is used to examine its own nature. Jnana Yoga is said to be the most difficult path, not because it is superior to any other path, but because one must be firmly grounded in each of the other yogic disciplines before attempting Jnana Yoga. There must be a strong base of selfless service, serving humanity without thought of personal gain, and love of God, a deep yearning to merge with the Absolute. One must also have a strong, healthy body, control of the vital energies, and control of the mind before it is possible to actually use the mind as a vehicle to transcend this world of ignorance. That is why Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama of the Raja Yoga system and Hatha Yoga system are essential to practice Jnana Yoga. In fact, that Hatha Yoga discipline will give you the strength and stamina to transcend this body consciousness. You must remove the body idea, and that is not possible as long you are having pain, sickness, disease, and the vital energy, the prana, uncontrolled pranic energy moving irregularly in all the, through the, all the 720,000 nadis. All this energy must be drawn and concentrated and must be brought through one nadi called Sushumna. So that is why you see Hatha Yoga, Kundalini Yoga, Jnana Yoga, all are interrelated to understand the philosophy and transcend all these five sheets which you'll be learning soon. For without these preliminary disciplines, there will not be strength or discernment or to stay on this path. It's easy to be confused, tempted and led astray by the illusion of the world and the working of the mind. It is a synthesis of all yogas that round out of the imbalance of life. Without the integration, there is the risk of becoming a dry intellectual from too much book learning. Merely practicing Jnana Yoga without the discipline make you a dry intellectual philosopher without having any practical value. And also there is a danger of becoming an intellectual egoistic person. The ego has been withdrawn from the physical sheath, but now that ego will be brought into identification with the intellect or the intellectual sheath, which you already know. The five sheaths, the physical sheath, Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, the vital sheath, the Manomaya Kosha, the emotional sheath, the intellectual sheath, that is the fourth sheath. And so by mere dry philosophy can bring you only to this stage, and you are stuck in that intellectual sheath forever without proper discipline and proper control. So that's why Jnana Yoga is not given to everybody, Vedanta philosophy, until and unless they are ready to open their life, open their mind to the higher consciousness. Jnana Yoga is a path of evolution towards spiritual realization. It employs and incorporates different methods to achieve these ends, but its main tool is Vedanta philosophy. Vedanta is a body of knowledge based on ancient Indian text. The practice of Jnana Yoga involves inquiry into the nature of the world by putting to use the teaching of Vedanta. Inquiry. And the question is, important question Jnana Yogins or Vedanta ask is, who am I? That's inquiry. If there's a question, who am I? That's a central question. Next question, where do I come from? Then next question is, where do the I go? This I came only just now. This I do not have any past. Just came in the middle now. And it also will disappear at the end. Then you don't have to inquire to find the who am I. But we know all. This I, this personality, this consciousness in me is not because the existence of this physical sheath or physical body which I got through my parents, and again it's been brought up through the food I eat. That food is changed into this body every day. And my cells are multiplying because I feed these cells with nourishment, with foods, with proteins, with carbohydrates and so on. So, what the consciousness then I is this body or something else, that's called who am I? Am I this body, and I say, or something else? But we know, I can't be this body. This body was not here but 54 years ago. Swami Vishnu's body came only in 1927. So before 1927, this physical body, visible form which is sitting in front of you, was in here. Then where was this I, the consciousness in me? Was this consciousness just created only at the time of my birth or at the time of consumption, when my mother conceived? Or was it there? So the who am I inquiry will lead you to find this I, this consciousness, that pure consciousness which is in me is not born, nor the product of any creation, nor it exists only in certain time. So where this I came, it was always there. And it will be always there in the future when this body drops off. So, inquiry is the main method used in Vedanta philosophy. Inquiry, intellectual inquiry. But it is not a dry intellectual inquiry. There is practical meditation. When the student is ready and prepared through sama, dhamma, etc. of the Vedantic discipline, like yama and niyama in Raja Yoga, in Jnana Yoga is called sama, dhamma, etc. same. And through the service of the teacher, through inquiry, through discipline, and slowly, slowly, the disciple is ready to receive this initiation. And at that time, like a haystack, a huge hill of hay, dry hay, one spark can immediately ignite the entire haystack. Same way, his entire self is now enveloped with this wisdom, fire of wisdom, knowledge. I am that I am. Aham Brahmasmi. So that time, and the teacher says, that thou art, Tattvamasi. The disciple immediately understands, who am I? Yes. He understood, I am not this body. I am Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. So when the teacher says, Tattvamasi, the disciple realizes, Aham Brahmasmi. And that through inquiry, of course, before that inquiry, so many disciplines are there. So it's an intellectual approach toward this state. Vedanta literally means end of the Vedas. But Vedanta is based on the teaching of the Upanishad, which form the concluding section of the Vedas. The Vedas are the most ancient scriptural texts, not only of India, but there is nothing ever came before these Vedas. And also Vedas are not written originally. It was only sung. And later on scripts came and noted. The Vedas are the most ancient scriptures. Their origin is unknown, but it is said that they were given through inspiration to the holy men who sat meditating upon God. From Brahma it comes through the line of disciples, and through our own teachers we get this. There are four Vedas: Rig Veda, Yaju Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. Underline that and make it notes of this. You must note all this. Rig Veda, Yaju Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. Atharva Veda is mostly related to black arts and black magics and so on. The Rig Veda deals with questions and commentaries on the world and the nature of the reality. That is about the Rig Veda's essence of the only your ignorance, your experience says it is, your experience say it is a snake, but not in reality. And once the light came, your illusion has gone, vanished. Illusion of the rope is, of the snake vanished, but not the snow, the rope is changed from snake into rope again. So, three periods of time, past, present and future, the reality remains the same. That is the rope. Past, it was rope. Present, when you saw it as a snake, still it is rope. Future, when the light comes and when your ignorance gone, still it will be only a snake, a rope. So rope remains the same. So, Vedanta says, Jnana Yoga, this universe what we see is only a superimposition of Brahman, just like this snake is a superimposition on the snake, on the rope. Same way, when this universe appears to be as universe separate from you and me, heaven, hell, etc., angels and you and me, all this only an ignorance illusion. Due to ignorance or illusion you see. This word for ignorance in Christianity you call it original sin, a closest you can come to the Western term, but that is only because of identification with this physical universe and physical body. That's the original cause of all sin, because if you don't identify with this body, there is no sin. A man who is in the dream or who is sleeping, or even the dream, let us take a man who is dreaming, he shot a man or he killed a man. When he wakes up, he is not punished for that action. So that action disappears when he wakes up from the dream. Same way, a man who is sleeping, another example is, there was a gun, real gun, he pulled the trigger and the trigger and the gun was shot and killed a, and the gun is discharged and then kills a person. He was not aware of it, he was in sleep, but his hand pulled it accidentally. Yet, though the body performed, he is not considered to be a murderer. Yes, he is not there behind that action. So the, what is the cause of the sinful action or your virtuous action is identify I am this body. And the moment you identify I am this body, that is the original sin. From that onwards, we are bound by karma. So Christianity also brings the same almost, but they did not explain properly. The original sin is identification with the body, nescience. So we call it ignorance. Because of ignorance, we identify with this body and all these phenomena and frightened, just like when you saw a rope, merely a harmless rope frightened you because of your own illusion. It is not that rope has created anything to you. There was no snake. Because of your imagination and it created a fear in you because you think you thought it is snake. You did not see reality. And this fear will last as long as you are identifying not with the reality but with the illusory snake. Only the fear will disappear from you. You will walk and step over that rope. The moment you realize it is not a snake, it is just a piece of rope. So you boldly walk over. That is the Vedanta philosophy. But in Sangha Yoga, it is dualistic. There are two things are there, Pragati and Purusha. Pragati is the nature made up of Satrajas and Tamas. In Vedanta, we can closely relate it as Maya Shakti.